The North Dakota Senate Government and Veterans Affairs Committee is studying a bill to take the name and location of the Jamestown State Hospital out of the state's constitution. The committee held a hearing on the proposal, but no one showed up to speak either for or against the measure. However, it's raising some questions. Jerry Jarina is president of the North Dakota Hospital Association.
I wonder what's going to happen with all the patients that are now in the state hospital. Most of the hospitals across the state refer to the state hospital for services that they can't provide. And so if there's no state hospital, what are the services, or who's going to pick those services up? What's going to happen to those patients that are in that facility?
Dr. Rosalie Etherington is superintendent of the state hospital. She says the hospital has 85 beds for mentally ill and addicted patients who have failed treatment elsewhere. She says there are 106 separate addiction treatment beds, and there are 52 individuals who are treated in the sex offender treatment unit.
Based on the number of psychiatric beds we have across the state, the private psychiatric facilities could not, in fact, absorb the clients that we serve.
The committee took no immediate action. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.